Hello, friends, and welcome back to Like Anime. This is a special episode, as we do for upcoming seasons of anime. We're rounding out spring, and we're about to enter summer. And Tony and I are joined to check out some trailers. Hey, Tony.
Hey, you're sitting a lot closer to me today.
I know. We're getting cozy. But to cue in listeners, we have a new thing going with our Discord. It's an exclusive. Is it exclusive to the Patreon?
Yeah. If you are a patron on Patreon, you will gain access to some channels on our Discord server. And one of them is this stage thing, which is new to Discord. And we're trying it out while we're recording this episode. So you could have been listening live, but if you're listening to this later, then you're obviously not listening live. But, you know, something to keep your eye out for in the future. We're going to probably try and do this more often, probably starting next season. I don't know that we're going to play with it too much more this season. But we thought that it did video, so we got ourselves all set up to be able to, you know, see both of us in the frame, which means we're sitting closer than we normally do. And then we fired up the stage and found out, nope, doesn't do video.
Yet, it says. It might be added.
Yeah, maybe in later. The future. So right now it's audio only, but most of the time you're listening to us audio only anyway, so it probably doesn't matter, I guess.
And I don't know if you said, but the stage on Discord allows listeners, if we give them access to, interact on the podcast and kind of talk, you know, ask a question or tell us we're full of it.
Yeah, and the idea is that we'll, maybe do like a call-in show type thing in the future, but during normal episodes, probably just during our break in between recording, because we record multiple episodes a night, in between recording episodes, we usually take a short break and might be able to answer some questions from listeners at that point in time. So it's just another way for you to not interact with us. Another way for you to ignore us and not talk to us.
You have an option to ignore all
yes,
of this.
Yes.
But anyway, putting that aside, we're joined to check out some of these trailers. We've already seen some of them. I think there's some that are newer or have English subtitles.
Yeah, I updated it. There's still a few at the bottom of the list that don't have any English subtitles, but the majority for like 3/4, 7/8 of the list have English subtitles, or I've found versions that have English subtitles. So, yeah.
And along with that, you've done a lot of work assembling this playlist that's on our YouTube channel. You go to Like Anime on YouTube, you can check out our playlist. And if you want to follow along and watch these, you know, as we watch them and see if we're way off base or not. So that's kind of fun. Thanks for doing that.
We have a listener, by the way.
Oh, my goodness.
It's Blaine.
Hey, Blaine.
We can't hear you, Blaine, but we can always give you permission to talk later. We're going to have to cut this part out of the official thing, I guess.
More stuff for me to edit. Maybe not. It's good, you know.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
We just set up the whole Discord thing and we got someone in there, so.
Yeah. Anyway, what you were saying about the playlist, I was going to try and, you know, clue in anyone that's listening, which is just Blaine at this time, that we're going to be going through these trailers in the order that playlist is set up. So if you want to watch the trailers along with us, fire up YouTube in another tab or something and you can watch the trailers along with us.
Yeah, we're trying a new thing of watching them and then talking about them on here instead of watching them all at once and trying to remember what the heck, which show was which and if we liked it, if we're into it or not.
Right. So, yeah, the first one up is Miss Kobayashi's Dragon Maid.
All right. Miss Kobayashi.
Kobayashi's Dragon Maid. Second season.
What does the S stand for?
Second season.
Sloshed.
Super supreme sugar melon cups.
Yeah, you're combining them, but you know, why not?
Yeah, mix and match. Pick your favorites.
So did you ever watch the first season of Miss Kobayashi?
I think I watched the first episode, or maybe it was just part of the first episode, and I was, I wasn't into it.
I'm surprised because I watched it. I watched a few episodes and I was into it. I liked it when it first came out. But then this podcast is helping me keep up on shows. So I like that. But I've been rewatching it in anticipation for this. And it's really great. It's funny. And I thought about you a lot because like the whole premise is that, you know, Miss Kobayashi, like, she gets drunk one night and is, like, wandering in the forest and comes across a dragon. And then the next morning, she doesn't remember any of it, but she evidently told the dragon she could, you know, live with her. And so she's just, I don't know. I just love, from the start, it's just, like, completely ridiculous. And all for the gags.
Yeah. I just remember it being a little H-y. That was the thing that I remembered, that I was like, eh, there's plenty of H-y shows out there. I don't know.
I mean, it definitely has that sort of perverted element, but I think it's like kind of a nod and a wink, like it's making fun of itself instead of like being creepy, you know. But that's not, you know, the way a show does that isn't, you know, doesn't appeal to everyone. But
right.
But anyway, I like this trailer a lot. It had a silly rap, and that was fun.
Yeah, so I mean, this looks cute and fun and stuff, and similar to what I thought of the first season before I watched it. I don't know. I'm not going to watch it because I haven't watched the first season, but I think you are planning to watch it, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So yeah, that's Miss Kobayashi's Dragon Maid.
A couple things. Kobayashi is the director, Tatsuya Ishihara. He directed The Melancholy of Haruhi Suzumiya, as well as all three, Air, Clannad, and Sound Euphonium. I don't know if he did Kanon, which is another is in that same. I forget what studio that is, but yeah, so that's interesting. Those are all decent shows.
Those are all good shows, yeah.
And then How a Realist Hero Rebuilt the Kingdom. Director is Takashi Watanabe, and he did a lot of things, but he did the original Slayers, which is like from the you know, early 90s. I don't know it. Lena Inverse, and it's kind of a classic anime at this point. Not fantastic, but I thought I'd throw that out there. So How a Realist Hero Rebuilt the Kingdom. Check that out now.
Yeah, so How the Realist Hero Built the Kingdom. It appears to be about a guy who gets summoned into another world, or isekai, as, you know, the nomenclature goes. Instead of doing all the silly, overpowered things that, you know, isekai protagonists usually do, he sets about fixing the kingdom's economy.
Yes, from a realism perspective. Yes, a realist.
He's a realist. It's an amusing concept. I'll probably check it out. You know, I'll watch. I don't know how far I'm going to get into it. I'll watch a couple episodes at least, probably. I don't know. It could be. I don't know that it's ever going to be great. I'm not even sure that it'll be good, but it might be good enough. I don't know.
I'm probably not going to watch this one to start. I'll be curious to see what you think. See how it plays out. But I'm imagining like the best case scenario for me would be if the politics of it are, you know, interesting, intriguing. They're actually like, you know, using it as a sandbox to, you know, to either convey certain ideas about, you know, how society could work. I don't know. There was one shot of some really big melons on some character. So I'm like, all right, well, I mean, that's, you know, that's often with anime, but
Kobayashi's Dragon Maid didn't have that.
That's true, but that's a comedy. Like, this is going for a serious tone with a political bent. So
I guess, yeah.
I'm like, I don't know. Like, I'm not saying one way or the other, but I'm like, it could be like a bait and switch. I don't know.
Yeah, you could be right.
But yeah, I'm very curious to hear how you like it. So I might get into it based on that.
And then next up, we're actually we don't have a trailer for this next one. It is Yamishibai season 9. I actually meant to mention it before when we were talking about returning shows like Kobayashi's Dragon Maid. So Yamishibai is returning for a 9th season. Not a whole lot to say about it. Just it's a cool sort of spooky show. Some episodes are good and scary. Some of them aren't, you know, very scary at all. And some of them are just dumb. But it's short and it's fun, and I will be watching it, of course. I've watched the prior 8 seasons. Not that you need to, because there's no continuous storyline through it. It's just little short, scary jokes-ish sort of thing. I don't know.
Yes. What is it? Yamishibai?
Yamishibai.
Yamishibai. Yeah. I'm curious about it. You've told me about it, like ghost stories, right?
Yeah.
I'm curious. So that'll be returning. So I might jump in on that. This is kind of a light season. We've both remarked recently.
Yeah.
So that could be a good opportunity.
Yeah, we've only got 32 trailers to watch, which I'm pretty sure we watched like 72 last season. So
yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, it's a little lighter, and yeah, Yamishibai. Like I say, is a good show, and it's short, so it'll be easy to just add it in if you feel like it.
Okay, well, that was a show called what is it called? Oh, The Honor Student at Magic High School, which, as I understand it, is a spin-off from The Irregular at Magic High School.
Yes, I believe so.
Which I have never seen any of those, any of that.
I have not seen any of them either. But it being a spin-off, it might be something that you can jump in on. I don't know. I don't know about this show. I just don't know if it's something that I would like or not. I'm not sold on whether I'm going to watch it or not. It's on my definite maybe list.
Okay.
I might be watching it, just checking it out. But I don't know. Just because it's such a light season, like we were saying.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to pick up a few things that I didn't think I was going to. And
yeah,
hopefully they'll be good. And this one might be one of them. I'm not sure exactly.
I welcome some fun surprises. This doesn't look bad to me, but I just get the feeling that like there's some element to this world that is, you know, necessary to know about. But I was amused by there's the honor students and then there's the inferior students. Jeez, like, yeah. What the heck, man?
Probably a poor translation or something, but I don't know.
Yeah, it was interesting. Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't look bad, but it doesn't look super engaging either. So I don't know.
Yeah, it looks sort of mediocre, middling. That's why it's on my maybe list, because it didn't really grab me, didn't really inspire me, but it doesn't look bad.
Well, if you're listening and you're a big fan of The Irregular at Magic High School series, let us know. I've heard the name, but I've never been recommended to me either way.
All right, so then the next thing we have is Seire Gensoki Spirit Chronicles. Anyway, yeah, let's check it out and see what it's about. Well, so that was a different trailer than the one we watched before.
Yeah.
Clearly. Seemed very different.
Kind of shoddily translated by someone. Thank you for translating it.
Yeah. Yeah, considering the one we watched before didn't have any translation, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so, yeah.
Yeah.
But that, I mean, even just the visuals didn't give too much. Like, there's some boy lead character and then some other girls and like an interesting looking giant tree, but I didn't get much else like from that.
Yeah. As I recall, the earlier trailer that we watched, it looked more like an isekai harem thing, right?
Yeah.
I didn't get that vibe from this one as much. Like, this one's more of like the action-y stuff. It was trying to show some action sort of stuff.
But it was very brief, like what it showed. So I feel like maybe it's kind of like trying to, you know, amp it up a little bit.
Maybe. So it's an isekai harem show with a little bit of action.
And Spirit Chronicles are some sort of element of, I don't know. The main dude said at one point, like, oh, I want to kill again, or I thought about killing.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not super into it, but...
Yeah, I'm not sold on it at all. It's, yeah, I mean, before, when we thought it was a isekai harem show, this didn't help my opinion of it, I guess. This second trailer, second trailer, I think.
Yeah, pass.
Yeah, it's a pass from me as well. And then so next up we've got Tsukimichi Moonlit Fantasy. So yeah, this one looks like the isekai harem-y sort of thing as well. I remember there were several of those in a row, and this is just another one of them. You know, it does look like it's got some action in it. It was nice to watch a trailer with subtitles so that I understood what the characters were saying, but we had a pretty good idea from the original one, like what was going on with it. So
yeah.
So yeah, this is a easy pass for me.
Yeah, same for me. I did notice it's directed by let's see, what's his name? Shinji Ishihira. Who directed Fairy Tail, the anime, which I saw a little bit of. I think you have as well.
I watched a fair amount of it before I got bored with it.
But. Yeah, that's an adaptation. So, but yeah, it looks all right. I like the logo. Like, I think the logo looks like a better show than this probably is. But yeah, it's like I'm kind of soured on the isekai thing in general. Like, there's got to be something more to it. This definitely seems just kind of meat and potatoes. Like, let's get out of your world and go to where there's a dragon.
Yeah, pretty standard sort of isekai stuff, I guess. I don't know. The harem part is a little bit different, I guess. And I'm not sure it's a harem. I'm just saying that because it seems like maybe that's what's going on. But like he meets a dragon and then she turns into a girl who, I guess, joins his party or something. And then he meets like this giant spider who turns into a girl and joins his party, I guess. And
there's a pig girl.
There's a pig girl, but we don't know if she joins his party or not. But yeah, the pig girl's the best part of this.
Yeah, 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 I agree. Yeah. That I was like, if she was the main character.
Yeah, I would watch that.
Yeah, that's, yeah, come on, spice it up.
So, yeah, I guess then we can move on to the next show, which is Cheat Pharmacist's Slow Life, Making a Drugstore in Another World. Yeah, so that was a shorter trailer than the one we watched before that was only Japanese because I couldn't find one that had subtitles. But I don't know. Like, right at first, it's all calm and isekai-ish, or not isekai, but yashike-ish,
yes,
you know?
Yeah.
But then, yeah, it goes crazy with screaming girls and goes super hyper mode. I don't know what to think of that. This is another one that I think we initially thought was like a sort of harem-y looking thing. And it does kind of look like that, but maybe not as much with this. I think this is the teaser trailer that we just saw.
Not a good trailer, I will say. No. I think way too edited way too quickly, and it just didn't. Yeah, I feel like I didn't learn much, but I'm curious about it. It's on my considering list, so I will check it out.
Yeah, it's on my maybe list too. So I might check it out. I'm not 100% sure if I'm going to or not.
For me, it depends on how funny it is and or how peaceful, like the yashike, if it's going to commit to that, and then also not being like a creepy harem show.
Right. Yeah. All of those things.
Yeah. Those are the boxes, so.
Yep. And then, so I guess the next one up is Kanojo mo Kanojo, or Girlfriend Girlfriend, I think is the English translation that they have for that.
Girlfriend.
It doesn't say what the inflection is, so yeah, maybe. Maybe that's it. All right, so that one, you know, these other ones we've been talking about looking like a harem show. This one pretty much flat out says it. It's
unabashedly.
Yeah, it's a guy who's like, there's this cute girl that likes me, but I already have a girlfriend. I know, I'll just ask my girlfriend if I can two-time her. And then apparently other girls decide to join in on this as well. So there's like four girls that are all wanting to date the same guy. And I don't know. Yeah.
It's nuts. He even said at one point, I forget exactly, I'm paraphrasing, but he was like, I really like this two timing. Maybe someday I'll tell you about it. Like to one of the girlfriends, I'm like, you shouldn't be enjoying it that much. Like, you know, if there's two timing in a show, like it should be in a drama, right? It shouldn't be like the crux of the entire, of a comedy.
Let's just say that this show doesn't look good.
I mean, it's clearly trash and it's not a shame.
Yeah, that's true. And like, you know, I suppose there are probably people that are into this sort of thing and might enjoy it. Like, it's just, it's like a weird romantic comedy about cheating on your girlfriend. I mean, it's not really cheating, I guess, if she's okay with it, but it didn't sound like she was okay with it, but it sounded like he did it anyway, but the other girl was okay with it.
Yeah, some of them were okay with it.
I don't know.
And
it's weird.
And this trailer is sort of a slideshow of just like the character art, so it's like,
yeah,
don't really get a feel for any of these, you know, how these characters are going to act or where the show's going to go, like, you know, as far as the etchiness is concerned.
Yeah. But anyway, but yeah, it's a pass from me on that one, I think.
I will say, I'll throw it out, it's directed by Satoshi Kuwabara, who directed the first season of Quintessential Quintuplets, which I watched a couple episodes of, and I like it. I haven't delved super deep into it, but...
I don't think I've watched any of that, but...
Moving on.
All right, next up, we have Remake Our Life. All right, well... that one, the translation on the subtitles was pretty bad on that. I think we were better off without any subtitles, to be honest.
There's even one point when I was like, I don't know if this is correct or not.
Yeah. So the basic story of this is it's an older guy.
28, my God, he's old.
He's almost an uncle.
Uncle Age.
That's what it said in the subtitles. So it would have said like OG, which means it means uncle. Like OG-san is uncle, but it's used a lot the same way you'd use like OG-san when you're talking about an old man, like a grandpa, okay. Right? So he's not necessarily your grandpa, but he's a grandpa. He's like of that age,
yeah.
Right? So
Gramps.
So yeah, the translation saying uncle, what he's saying is I'm almost middle-aged, I guess, basically, or something. Anyway, the basic premise is he gets to go back and redo college, I think, is what I read somewhere.
Yeah, like and, go 10 years in the past and, yeah, do it over.
Yeah. And this one, look, you know, has those harem-y vibes again, you know?
Yep. It's essentially like, it seems like what he regretted not doing in college was, you know, talking to more girls and, you know, I don't know. I don't know. It's like, why can't you just do that in your current life? But, okay.
Because he's already an uncle.
Yeah, he's all washed up, man. Like, yeah. In Japan, when you're 18, that's your prime. You gotta get a strike while the iron's hot.
Yeah, no one wants to marry a 30-year-old. Ugh. Anyway, I think it's probably a pass for me. This one was kind of on my maybe, but I don't know. I'm feeling more like it's going to be a pass on this one.
Same.
You got any funny little notes?
Not for that one.
No notes for that one. Okay. Well, then we can move on to the next one, which is the title here is written in Japanese. So let me see what I can make out of it. This is the Black Dungeon one.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Yeah. See right there where it says Black Dungeon?
Nope.
Buraku Company. Oh, Black Company. Yeah. Yeah.
The Dungeon of Black Company.
Yeah. Yeah, Black Company. That's what it says. It doesn't say Black Dungeon.
All right, let's do it.
All right.
Well, I'll just add, I was looking at my notes. This show, I think, if I wrote this right, is written by Manabu Kurihara, who wrote Noragami. Mm. And it's directed by Mirai Minato, who I don't know, but they're also directing another show this season, which I probably won't be watching, but we haven't got to it. The Great Jahi or something like that.
I probably will be watching that one.
Oh, you will? Yeah, okay. Well, good. So. Well, hey, I'll hold my judgment until I see the trailer. But yeah, this one looks, I don't know, like it looks like it could go either way. I'm going to be checking it out. And I feel like you're not.
Yeah. I think it just looks bad and I don't know. I mean, the animation's not great. I didn't think. And yeah, story-wise, I don't know. It was better watching it this time with English subtitles because my impression of what was going on is different than what was actually going on, I guess. But I think I might like it less now. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm a little. I'm similar because we saw it before, like last week, without subtitles, and this time I hinted at that it's a isekai, so I'm like, okay. But I'm curious about it because it seems like it might not take itself too seriously, and it's also trying to be funny, so depending on how funny it is. And then the animation definitely doesn't look great, but I like how it looks. It's almost like a throwback to, like, kind of 90s, you know, not lavishly animated, you know, just kind of churned out. But it's got kind of that feel. It's not trying to be all cutesy and, you know... yeah, like the art of the eyes of the characters aren't like all like glossy and like pretty, which is a fine aesthetic, but it's kind of overused, I think, in a lot of modern anime. So it looks a little refreshing in that regard, but I don't know. I'll check it out. I'll let you guys know.
Yeah, I think it's a pass for me on that one. But maybe, I don't know, maybe I can be convinced, you know, if George tells me it's really good or something like that. Dungeon of Black Company. The detective is already dead. Yeah,
that is next on my list.
Shinderu. That's how I got it. That last word there.
Nice.
Yeah. So. Yeah, let's watch this. Yeah, I like the look of this one. It looks interesting. Like the trailer doesn't give you a whole lot. It's more like character introductions, right? They introduce a whole bunch of different characters, just sort of run through them. The other trailer that we saw, I think this is the third trailer. No, this is the second trailer for it. The first trailer that we watched was all pretty much taking place on a plane.
Yeah.
And I think you thought that maybe it was all going to take place on that plane.
Yeah, and the plane didn't look very well animated.
Yeah, from the exterior of it anyway, yeah.
Yeah, but this trailer looked a lot better to me. I'm intrigued in the least.
Yeah, and the fact that they put the title in Spanish on the trailers. Noticing that before, too.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is.
Interesting flair.
Yeah.
Stands out a little bit. And it also said at the end, if we're to believe these closed captionings, that the first episode is a one-hour special.
One-hour special, double episode, something.
Which
so
kind of yeah. gives me, I'm like, all right, that's like maybe you got something there. Like you.
It tends to be something that they do with things that aren't expected to do well, I think.
Oh, really?
They try and put out two at the same time. Or maybe it's because maybe it's just that there's so much story and stuff, and like the first episode is just going to be all introducing the world and the characters, and it's not going to get into story, so then they have to release the second episode to keep people interested, maybe.
Mm.
I don't know. I guess there are various reasons that they do that sort of thing. But
yeah,
I was intrigued enough by the initial trailer that we watched like a week ago or whatever, but this trailer makes it look a lot better even, I think. So
I think so. I'm similar, but before I was like gonna pass, and now I'm I just added it to my list. So
oh, nice.
There you go.
Yeah. So I think this is on both of our lists. Might be the show of the season.
All right, let's settle down.
I mean, the shows that we both watched this last season have all been good shows, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, if we're both watching it, it's gotta be a good show.
There's gotta be something. Yeah. That's true. That's a good sign.
All right, and then speaking of good shows, this next one is not that. Mother of the Goddess Dormitory is
goddesses,
apparently
I guess.
Goddesses Dormitory is the English title. I forget what the Japanese title is.
It looks lewd and crude.
Yep, I think that's what we're in for. Let's take a look. Yeah, so I want to go back and bring up that frame with the subtitles on it. What did it say? This is a harem romantic comedy with a lot of somewhat erotic happenings.
Yeah, erotic happenings. I mean, that was the takeaway. Erotic happenings.
And yeah, we had watched the previous trailer for this, and there was just a lot of girl butts in that trailer. In this one, there weren't quite as many butts, but it is what it looked like it was, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They introduce all the girls, like their main character art, and then we see like this like static shot of them all in the bath, like, and mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. Yeah. If that's what you want, that's what they get. I'm good on that though.
Yeah. It's one of those sort of HE, like that's what it has going for it, is the fact that it's HE.
Yep.
So then we're both skipping that, it sounds like. And then next up we've got Peach Boy Riverside.
Peach Boy Riverside.
Yeah, it's this trailer looks a lot more actiony than I thought the other one did. But that's not to say that the other one didn't look like it was action. Just this one focused more on the action, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, killing demons seems to be a big part of it.
Yeah, that seems to be the main thing. We've got a princess who doesn't know her destiny, at least according to the trailer.
Yes,
and they kill demons, and there's like a rabbit girl.
Who I really like that character design. It's unique and cute in a way that I haven't, you know, don't often see.
And then there's a dog named Dog. So
there's some cool walrus enemy that
I don't know if he talks or not. The dog.
I'm not
haven't
sure.
seen that in either trailer, so maybe he's just a dog. Anyway, it looks good. It's nice looking. So it looks good as far as art and animation go. Story, I don't know, but I'm gonna try this one out. We'll see.
I'm also gonna try it based solely. I mean, not solely, but the some of the character designs are really intriguing. So I'm curious what it has in store.
All right. Well, then I guess I should move past that and go with Shinigami Bochan to Kuro Maid. What is it? Dark Magician and His Maid or something?
Yeah, something like that. I don't have it in front of me.
All right, that's the next one up. All right, so this one is billed as a, what was it?
Reverse sexual harassment. I remember that.
Pure love and reverse sexual harassment comedy, I think is what it said. The art style of this is unique. I think.
Yeah.
You don't see things that look like this, and it doesn't look bad. It just looks different. Some of the 3D stuff, some of the 3D animation looks not very good.
Yeah. Well, it brings to mind the Rwubi or RWBY sort of a
whole. You can just say Rwubi.
Rwubi?
Yeah, I think.
Okay. But I like saying Rwubi.
Okay.
But anyway, Rwubi or whatever it's called, whatever, however you say it. That sort of art style with. It's a little clunky, you know, but there's an endearing quality to it. But he seems, this main character is called the Duke of Death, and seems to be quite literal. It seems like if anyone touches him at all, they will die.
Anyone or anything, because the bird and then the flower, and you know, yeah. So yeah, he touches things, they die. And then he has this maid that wants to touch him in inappropriate ways, it seems.
And he's worried about her dying.
Yeah.
But is also aroused by her. Yeah. It's like it's really just like she's teasing him because, I don't know, like she knows that, I don't know, just based on the little we saw, like, she knows that she can't touch him and that he also is worried about that, but is also attracted to her. I don't know. Right. The other trailer we saw was, the other trailer we saw showed less, I think, and it made it more mysterious to me. Mm-hmm. But this one, I'm like, because I had added it to my list.
We also didn't have subtitles in the other one.
Oh, so, that's true. Yeah. That's true. But I'm a little wary of it now. I don't know. Mm. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I didn't get how much the H-y things, or not really H-y, but the teasing. Thing. I didn't get how much that was part of it, I guess. Like it was clear that it was there from the other trailer that we watched. I don't know. I'm going to check it out because of the art style. But it's probably going to be dropped pretty quickly, would be my guess. So, okay. Yeah.
I think, well, good. If you're checking it, I already added that other one, whatever it was. I think I'm going to drop this prematurely and see what you think.
Okay, and next up is The Great Jahi Will Not Be Defeated. Yeah, so this one looks to me like it's a slice of life comedy sort of thing, basically. The basic premise being there's this powerful, I don't know, magician, dark lord or something like that. I'm not sure exactly what she's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Jahi, the titular character, and then some magical girl shows up and destroys the dark crystal that protects the dark realm or something, and somehow Jahi is then transported into seemingly our world, I guess.
It's like a reverse isekai.
Yeah, reverse isekai. Which is, I mean, that's sort of been done before, I guess. The concept of that. But yeah, she has to, you know, live in her rundown one room apartment, and you know, work at her part-time job, trying to hunt down the dark mana crystals or whatever to put the dark mana gem back together so that she can go back to ruling the dark world or whatever it was called.
And it seems like that's probably like a setup just for all the gags, like she's never going to do that because it was saying she's too busy with her housework and her job that you mentioned,
arguing with her landlady.
Yeah.
So it looks like just a cute cute girl doing cute things.
I'm a bit conflicted because when it showed her in the demon world or whatever, she was older looking. Mm-hmm. And a lot showing a lot more skin.
Yes.
And then when she's transported to our world, she's smaller and more like a kid. Mm-hmm. But so I feel like it's one of those things like, no, she's hundreds of years old, but she just looks like a child and is, so I don't know how much like etchy stuff they're going to show with her, but I'm a little, concerned.
Yes. They could be pulling the 500 year old loli thing.
Yes. Yeah. Precisely.
I don't know. I guess we'll see. I'm going to check it out. Like I say, it looks like a slice of life, kind of something I would watch.
I'm curious. I won't check it out, but I'm curious what you think. I want you to tread that water first, but she looks really cute. Like that's there too. It's just the whole etchiness of it. The lolly thing is like a little, discouraging.
I mean, they didn't really play that up in this trailer, and the trailer that we watched is for, there isn't a proper trailer out for the anime yet. We watched a trailer for the manga, which just sort of introduced the characters and talked about them and stuff. But I didn't think they really showed much Eiichi stuff other than her in the previous world, but that's like the inciting incident that happens, that being destroyed. So that goes away pretty quickly. But
no, you're right.
But yeah, they could play it from that angle if they wanted to.
It's like she's wearing a adult t-shirt that's like barely hanging on her. You know, I don't know. The I'm not saying one way or another, but I just got a little red flag. Just a little red flag. Mm. But we'll see.
All right, well, then the next thing we're going to be looking at is Battle in 5 Seconds After Meeting. I think that's what it's called. Some of these have poorly translated titles on the the trailers that we're watching, but it's something like that.
I think this one is right.
Something about Battle in 5 Seconds. All right, what do you think, George?
I don't know. I did add it to my... I'd already added it to my list of things to maybe check out. I don't know. I'm like on the fence. Like, it seems like it might be like it reminds me of Saw, right? Like the premise of Saw, like, you know, you're in this game that's, you know, your life is actually on the line, and you know, seems like there's an element of like, you know, they don't think their life is on the line, or the main character said something like that. Like, if it's a game, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
If it has this like tense, well-written, like, you know, plot, then that's cool. But then it also has like a cutesy kind of silly, maybe not silly, but just like lighthearted nature to it. I don't know. I'm just curious if it's going to stick to one of those, you know?
Well, there's like that sort of cat lady or whatever. That's the only thing I can think of that really fits that. But there's
showed some candy. Plays into it somehow. I don't know. I'm wanting it to fully commit to like the you know, thriller, aspect of what the premise, you know, seems to be. But what do you think?
Well, it's got battle in the title, so I'm out already. This is a kind of an easy choice, and yeah, it doesn't look that interesting to me plot wise. Even the cat lady character was the only interesting thing about it, but it's not enough.
Yeah, well, I'm curious too. At one point the subtitle said like brain type battle begin or something. So I'm like, I don't know. I'll check it out. This will be one I'll let you know about. I'll brave the waters. But you know, if it had brain type, if it has like some puzzles, you know, that are interesting, I don't know. I don't know how well conceived it is, but, I'll let you know. I will let you know.
Well, then the next thing we're going to talk about is Itaden Deities. Is it deities or deities? I always say it wrong.
I think deities.
Deities. I said it right the first time. Dang it. Itaden Deities in the Peaceful Generation.
I like that trailer.
Yeah. It has a unique art style. Like, we've talked about that with a few different shows, but the art style looks pretty unique. And story-wise, it doesn't look bad. It does look pretty action-oriented, but, you know, I can take some action as long as it's well justified and there's a story that goes along with it. And this one looks like it might accomplish that. So yeah, I'm thinking I might try this one out.
Yeah. I as well. Like you said, a distinct color palette and color shading. Like, it just looks really, unique, stands out in that way. It's almost got like a pastel sort of, thing going on, the colors, which is kind of an interesting fit with like a action-y, you know, sort of a high energy show.
And it, like, the action looked, some of it anyway, looked kind of comedic in the way it was presented as well. So that, I think, eases the tension on that for me.
Some female character like on top of some guy, like just punching him in the face, and like there's just blood spurting every time out of his nose or whatever. I'm like, yeah, I can dig it. I'll check it out at least. So cool. We're both in on that one.
Yeah. And then, so next up we've got Scarlet Nexus. Looks like a very action-y sort of thing. It's just not really my thing. I don't know. Like, it's uniquely drawn as well, I think. But I don't know. Too much action.
Yeah. It's got a whole, like, aesthetic of, like, neon, like, dark neon or something. I don't know. Like, we must have watched the trailer for this last week because we watched them all together.
Yeah, we did.
But I don't remember this one. And after seeing that, I'm like, oh man, I'm like, I feel like I should give it a shot. So I think I'm going to add it just to see, since you're not, it sounds like.
No, I'm not.
I'll give it a go.
Okay. Well, then I guess the next one up, we have The Case Study of Vanitas. I do remember you liking this trailer before.
Yeah, it's on my list.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's check this one out.
Very much a teaser trailer, so it's hard to really get a grip on it.
Yeah. I mean, it's about vampires.
And saving them. They're in peril, I guess.
Yeah. The vampires seem to be our protagonists. Our main protagonist, probably a vampire anyway. Yeah, not really sure story-wise what it's about or anything. It has just that look of, I don't know, the handsome boy show, you know? Mm. Like, it's a lot of handsome boys. That's what it looks like to me.
Nothing wrong with a handsome boy.
I know, but a show that just relies on that premise to get viewers is generally not something that is worth my time to watch. So I am passing on this one. Just no interest in it.
I'm going to check it out. I'm curious. It's hard for me to dismiss it based on that little teaser. So.
Yeah, that's true. But
And it looks like it could be competent, but also at the same time could go the other way and just be like middling and not interesting. So yeah, we're going to cover the gamut. That's kind of what we do with the new seasons. Try to cover the bases and see what grabs us. So
yep,
I'll throw it in there.
Start making the easy cuts early and the hard cuts later.
Yes, yeah. I plan to, after the first episode, be pretty discerning when it comes to what I'm going to commit to.
All right, well, the next one up is Aquatope of White Sand. Looks cute. Girl who works in an aquarium meets another girl who seems interested in the aquarium or something, and they become friends and friendship, slice of life sort of thing, I think. Maybe comedy a little bit anyway. Mm-hmm. Not, and maybe drama as well though.
I'm hoping. I think it looks really good. It looks very refreshing to the eyes. Mm. A lot of the sea life and ocean shots and just all of it seem very like a nice place to visit.
Yeah, well drawn, well animated.
Mm. And I'm hoping it veers into the drama a little bit, 'cause it seems like these two girls, like one of the characters mentioned about the main girl that like she prefers fish over humans, you know, like she's kind of maybe a little socially averse. I don't know. I'll definitely check it out.
Yeah, it's definitely on the top of my to watch list. Mm-hmm. I think it has been since I heard about it a while ago. So then next up we've got Knighthead 2041. So 3D CG stuff and
I'm not in love with the look of it. Like, it doesn't look awful or anything. And I don't know if the trailer is doing the actual show justice, but I don't know. It's not grabbing me. I don't have a specific reason of why I'm not going to check it out, but I guess it's just kind of the look and feel of it.
Yeah. The animation I think is bad. Looks bad. Story wise, I'm not sure. Like, there seem to be some sort of ability users or something they mentioned several times in this trailer.
It didn't give us much, huh?
It looks sort of action-y, I guess. A lot of fighting and shooting and blowing stuff up, it looks like.
Going on tactical missions and doing stuff.
Yeah. But I don't know, like, story, I don't know what the story would even be.
Yeah. It kind of feels like a sign to me where it's like they're just trying to up the action that is there without actually giving us any inkling of what it's actually about.
Right.
But yeah, we'll see. I don't know if people are just raving about the show after it comes out. Maybe I will have to check it out, but at this point, I will pass.
Yeah, I think it's a pass from me too. So then next up we have Deicide Tramere. I don't even know how to say that word. What does it say? Deicide Tramere. Merai. Huh. Tro, what did I say? Toroi Troimerai. That's how it's written in Japanese.
Huh.
Anyway, yeah. D-side Tromerai. Troimerai. Whatever. Let's check it out. So, yeah, that looks like a trailer for a mobile game.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
So many playable characters. God, I just want to sink all my money into the gacha mechanic of this game so that I can play all these different characters.
Mm.
No, I don't. And I don't want to watch an anime about it either.
And I agree. And also, this trailer, it's just like concept art, essentially. Like,
yeah.
It's just like kind of a cop-out, but...
It's basically a slideshow of all the characters in the game.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Some interesting background visuals, but yeah.
I'm not even sure if this is... This might just be a trailer for the game and not a trailer for the anime. It doesn't actually say anime anywhere on that. So, yeah. But my understanding is that the game and the anime are coming out at the same time. So, I don't know.
Huh. Yeah. I'll pass.
Yeah, definitely gonna pass on that. And why does it keep losing its place in the list of... Kind of annoying. All right. Well, next up we've got Fena. What would you say, Fena?
Yeah, I think Fena. Yeah.
Pirate Princess. It's going to be on Adult Swim apparently, dubbed, and on Crunchyroll subbed. So let's see if we want to watch this thing.
Check it out. So this, I probably should have added before we watched it, but. I found out earlier today this is directed by Kazuto Nakazawa, who has done a few things, but is notably known for in Kill Bill Volume 1, directed that anime sequence of Oren Ishii's backstory. And then he also worked on Samurai Champloo. He did character design. And then there's, I haven't seen it, but there's this OVA called Parasite Dolls. That he did from 2003, and I was kind of checking that out. Looks like cool, kind of like sci-fi esque show. But anyway, what'd you think of the trailer for this?
It looks pretty mediocre to me.
Hmm.
Nothing really stood out. I mean, the story might be interesting, but probably not that interesting. Like I say, it just looked pretty mediocre overall to me.
Hmm.
Like. Art style and animation looked fine, but yeah, just nothing really grabbed me about it. So probably I might check out the first episode and see, but I don't know. It's probably not going to hang around for the whole season.
Fair enough. I mean, certainly the trailer isn't amazing. Like it looks like a competently made show, but yeah, I'm going to check it out. I'm curious. I mean, this Crunchyroll Adult Swim collaboration, and then also this Kazuto Nakazawa and Production IG collaboration. Just curious. I'm curious if it'll deliver or not. And I'm always curious when they do like these original, like legitimate anime productions that, you know, are an American debut, you know, where they, you know, they get that treatment. Like Space Dandy was like that.
I was just about to say they're usually not very good.
Well, hey, to each their own. I mean,
I'm not saying Space Dandy's not good. I'm just saying that, you know, the other ones that I recall are, you know, haven't been very good.
And I mean, even just from this current season, what we're wrapping up, a lot of ONA is dropping and various quality levels, you know, like a lot of that kind of stuff that isn't.
Yeah.
But then again, there's TV anime in Japan that's just not good either. So, yeah, I don't know. I'll check it out for sure.
All right, well then next up we've got Sunny Boy.
Sunny Boy. This is my most anticipated, based on all the trailers we've seen, most anticipated show. It looks really good, like the visuals.
Yeah, visually looks nice.
Kind of reminds me of a few things. Like I mentioned Madhouse, it did like Summer Wars. It kind of has the characters kind of have that feel. Mm. Also kind of reminds me of... was that Ping Pong, the animation? A little similar feel. But it mentioned in the trailer that this director also did the first season of One Punch Man, which is the better season.
Yes, from what I've heard.
Yeah, I haven't really watched the second either, but yeah, it was a really good season. So that's kind of got me going. And then speaking of Space Dandy, he directed a few episodes of that as well, including the very first episode, which I like.
Yeah, it has a unique visual look to it. The art style is, again, unique. There's been quite a few shows this season that seem to be branching away from the standard anime art style. Story-wise, I have no idea. Can't really tell anything from the trailer. But it looks interesting enough to give it a try. So, yeah, I'll probably be in for the first episode at least and see how it goes. It looks like it could be really good. I guess that's...
It might be one of those shows for me that if it doesn't immediately deliver, I'm going to be giving it the benefit of the doubt just based on how good it looks. So, yeah, I don't know. I have high hopes, but, I gotta give it to you guys straight. So we'll see.
Yeah. And then so next up we have Love Live Superstar. Yeah, so that trailer doesn't give you much to go on, but it's a Love Live show, and the main girl reminds me of Honoka from the original Love Live a little bit, like looks like her. So maybe that's why I'm giving this the benefit of the doubt. I watched, both seasons of the original, as you know, and then I started watching whatever the second one was. I forget what it was even called, but I lost interest in it pretty quickly. And so, yeah, I don't know. If this one's more like the original one, I'll probably like it. If it's more like the second one, which I don't even remember the name of, I probably won't. I don't know.
I really haven't seen any idol shows. It says Love Live in the title on this trailer, but then when we were actually watching it, it said School Idol Project. Are those
same thing.
Synonymous? Okay. Interesting. Yeah, I don't know. Like, it looks cute, but I don't know, like, if I'm... to get into Love Live, if this is where I should go, or if,
Yeah, I don't know.
So I might, if you're going to, you'll be watching it.
I'll be watching it, yeah.
So you'll have to be the judge, see if it could be my first idol show.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you could just jump in on the first episode, see if you like it, and you'll be kind of in the same boat as me. I have no idea. It could go either way.
Yeah.
So.
All right. I probably won't, but.
But you can if you want to.
Yes.
But you don't want to.
I already got a lot of shows.
All right. Well, then next up we've got Remain, the polo show, water polo. So I went to all the trouble of finding that trailer with English subtitles, and neither of us even watched it really because we were already decided on this show. I'm not sure why we even bothered to watch it again. We watched the trailer last week. It's the same trailer, just this time it had subtitles so that we could understand what was going on, even though it was all pretty clear. It's a boys water polo team, and dude quits and then gets back into it, I guess. I don't know. Doesn't look that good. So
yeah,
not going on my list.
Me neither, but it's hard with sports shows because I know there's a lot of good ones, and I've seen one or two that I've gotten into, but I don't know. I'm always kind of like, hesitant to jump in to one. Kind of like to wait and see. And it's like, I feel like if I'm going to watch one, it should be Haikyuu, because that's the one everyone talks about as being amazing.
Isn't there like a baseball one? Or there's basketball on the Kuro Kuro Basket, I think, is a really popular one too. I don't know. Yeah, there's lots of really popular ones.
Yeah.
Why take a risk on a new show that no one knows whether it's good or not? Why not just watch an old show that, has well established been as being good?
Yeah. And I mean, and that being said, if I try to pay attention to what people are talking about after the new season starts, and if this is like, at the top of people's lists, maybe I will throw it on, but
it's the best sports anime ever made.
From the first episode, I knew.
Yeah, it just doesn't look that interesting to me. I'm not really that into sports anime most of the time anyway, so it's very few that I would get into, and it just looks like standard stuff. So
I know the really good ones are more drama than, about the sport is sort of the, just what drives everything. But and I'm into that. I love, you know, I love really well written drama, but I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. What was the name of that baseball one? There was a baseball one that I watched like a long time ago. It was really good. Mm. I don't know. Anyway, I guess we can move on to Uramichi Oni-san. I forget what the actual full title of this is, but
I can think of three baseball anime. Free? Okay. No, Freeze is swimming.
Freeze
one.
Swimming.
What's that? There's a really old one that has like one title, but then
Touch.
Touch.
I have watched some of Touch, but that's not the one I'm thinking of.
Big Wind Up is another one. Cross Game.
See, I wouldn't know the English titles. Okay. So. Yeah.
Well, this is fruitless.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Let's move on to Uramichi Oni-san, which I think the English title is longer than that, but I don't remember what the other words in it are. But you know the one we're talking about.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that one.
I'm into it.
Yeah, me too. It's a funny premise. Children's TV show presenter that is, you know, all sunshine and bubblegum while on camera. And then as soon as the cameras go off, he's just sort of dark and moody.
Yeah. And directly, there's a, got an audience of kids, you know, they're part of the show. And he's just doesn't care. It doesn't matter.
Right, yeah.
and it seems like definitely like a gag kind of show. But yeah. But that it could be really funny.
Yeah, it's I mean, it's got to be slice of life comedy, right? It doesn't seem like there's probably much involved dramatic story or anything going on.
It could even be a short, and if it was, it'd probably be,
I guess it could
better
be.
For it. Perhaps. But yeah, I don't. This is one of those shows too where I'm like, is it going to get picked up? By in America?
Yeah, we're pretty low on the list at this point. So
yeah, I sincerely hope it does, but it seems on that line of it might not.
Yeah,
like we never got Dinosaur Biori from
this
current season.
Yeah, I haven't actually looked back in to see which of these shows have been announced for any streaming services. I know a few of them have, but I haven't looked again to see. But anyway,
I guess
we'll move on to a tall girl show. What is the name of this one again?
Too Tall Girl.
Kageki Shoujo. I think that's what that says. Actually, that's, yeah, Kageki,
I think you're right,
Shoujo.
Yeah. What says it really tiny in English?
Where?
Underneath the logo and the still frame.
Oh, really? You can read that? I can't read that.
I can read the shoujo part.
I can read the Japanese part.
We complete each other.
Kageki Shoujo. Let's check this one out. All right. Kageki Shoujo. I don't know. It looks slice of life, cute girls doing cute things, ish, I guess, but it's kind of hard to tell from this trailer. We couldn't find one that was subtitled, or I couldn't find one that was subtitled. George didn't even bother to look. It looks, it could be cute, could be funny, could be dramatic. I really don't know. If it's picked up, like I say, we're really low on the list. I don't even know if this one's getting picked up. But if it's picked up, I'll check out the first episode or three.
It looks all right. I'm the character animation, that they have these really thick eyelashes and they're like multicolored. And I don't know, for some reason it bothers me. It's off-putting. And that's a very nitpicky thing to dismiss something, but hey, here we are. And that's my reasoning.
All right. Well, next up we have Tsuki Pro. What does that even say? Puroa ni. I don't know. Tsuki Pro, I'm pretty sure, is what it's called. The only thing I could find for this, I couldn't find an actual trailer, but I found it's basically a music video. I guess it's the opening of the anime. And we watched it last week, and we're not going to watch it again because I don't even think we watched the whole thing last week, and it's only like a minute and a half long.
It's got like that live capture.
Yeah, live capture 3D. I don't know.
I mean, speaking of off-putting,
if you're into boy bands, you might like this, but you'd have to get past the terrible animation, I guess.
It's just weird because like the dance moves and stuff are kind of interesting, but like their facial expressions are so like
static.
Yeah.
So Anyway, I'm not watching that. How about you, George?
Nope.
All right.
I was when you were setting it up, I was like, oh God, do we have to watch this again?
No.
You're like, we're not watching it. Yay!
I already decided that we were not watching that again. So the next thing we have on our list is Getter Robo Arc. I believe I also could not find a subtitle trailer for this. But this is a new trailer, so it's not the same one that we watched before. So we'll check it out. So yeah, this one has a very 80s, 70s even maybe, throwback sort of art style. They are clearly using some 3D animation techniques. You can see it occasionally.
With the mecha and stuff.
Yeah. I don't know. And like the art looks well done for the style that they're going for.
Yeah.
But it is a mecha show, so I'm pretty much out based on that. It looks cool, but it's just not something that I'm going to get into, I know.
I'm trying to look this up. Okay, yeah, so Getter Robo is an established franchise that started in 1974. So, it's, yeah, you're spot on with the 70s. I don't know, like, I feel like... Like, it looks okay, but I'm not going to watch it either, but I'm curious about Getter Robo in general. Like, there's got to be something to that. In this trailer, it's kind of off-putting for me. I keep saying that word. But just, like, the blend of, like, the 2D characters with the 3D mecha, I'm just like... And I'm into mecha stuff. Not as dismissive of it. I'll pass on this one.
Okay. And then I guess the last thing on our list here is, what's his name? Tsushima? Yeah. Ore Tsushima. We're not going to watch this trailer because there's not much to it. And I again, couldn't find one that was subtitled. I think we got the idea of it last time that we watched it. It's about a cat that, is kind of a jerk. It seems like, I've read a little bit about it, and apparently the person that we see in this show is an old woman, but the cat calls her Oji-san, like grandpa, old man.
Rude.
Yeah. It's a short. I'm pretty sure Crunchy picked this one up.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Sweet.
I think so. So.
Yeah, I want to see it. It looks cute and funny.
Yeah. So we'll both be checking that one out, I guess.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Was there anything else? Where'd my phone go?
I wanted to mention there's a fantastic show that came out last season, Wonder Egg Priority.
Last season, right?
Winter.
Winter, yeah.
Of 21. And yeah, fantastic show. I actually just caught up on it, and I had been meaning to. But the reason I did it now is because they're getting a final episode, which it needs to finish the story.
Yeah, I forget what happened. I think they did a recap episode somewhere kind of early on in the season.
Yeah.
Because they had fallen behind or something like that. And so they're making up for it and putting out the promised 13th episode that was missing because of them falling behind. So that's cool. It's nice to see them make good on that and finish up the story properly. I mean, I think it ended well enough, but like, pretty open still.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. There's still much more to address.
Yeah,
and it's a show we both like a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
And
it's a good show.
So I think we talked about maybe doing just a whole episode on the series.
Yeah,
maybe
we're still discussing on exactly what we're gonna do with it. Whether we're gonna do a whole special about the whole series because it's probably worthy of that. It just kind of depends on what our timeline ends up being. This next season. It looks like it should be fairly light next season, so we can probably get it in there somewhere. Not sure exactly when we're going to do it, but, sometime this season we will probably be doing that.
And we'll definitely talk about it, so if you care at all, check it out and look forward to that.
Yeah, if we don't do the special, we will definitely add it into one of our shows, talking about at least the final episode.
And
probably have to talk about the rest of it, to be honest with you. So
yeah, if we go that route, it'll make that episode even longer.
Yes.
But so we'll see.
And the only other thing that is on my list of things that I could not find a trailer for at all is a show called Megaton Musashi. I have no idea what it's about. It is pretty low on the list of shows, which means it's probably not getting picked up anyway. So we might check it out. might not be able to. Who knows at this point. But yeah, that pretty much does it for us. Because of the way we recorded this, I have no way of knowing how long this episode is going to be. I hope it wasn't too long. I hope we covered all the stuff that you wanted us to cover. If we didn't, if we missed a show, let us know. And we'll add it to our list of things to check out and see if maybe we're watching it. But yeah, 32 shows that we watch trailers for. And I don't know. I didn't actually keep track, so I don't know how many I'm watching. I don't know how many you're watching. But we'll figure that out, and we'll get back to you another day. Anyway, thanks for listening. I'm Tony, and he's George, and we are Unlike Anime. You can find us on all of the social media things at Unlike Anime, UMLIKEANIME. As we mentioned at the top of the show, we set up a Discord, which we're hoping is another method of communication with the listeners. So check that out. And we also mentioned if you're a patron, you get access to listening to us live stream the recording of our episodes. So that's like a cool little perk, right? Hopefully those who have that are enjoying it.
Yeah, and we'll continue to get better at doing it.
Yeah,
hopefully the first run.
Hopefully they can do video in the future, like we went to all this trouble. And yeah, anyway, that's it. That's all I got to say. You got anything else?
Thanks for tuning in, and I can't wait to start this new season. It's very exciting.
All right, bye guys.
See ya.